Do you remember the great sin of King David? While his soldiers were out on the battlefield, he stayed home and committed adultery with the wife of one of his soldiers. And then, to cover it up, he went even further and gave the orders for this soldier to be put in the worst part of the fighting so that he would be killed. And he was killed. And then David married the widow. What a terrible sin against God. But what made this sin worse was the fact that God had given David so many blessings, one blessing after another, and David returned the favor by committing adultery and murder. And yet God did not write off David as a lost cause, but he sent his prophet Nathan to him. But Nathan did not only call attention to David's sin, but Nathan reminded David of all the blessings that God had given him. I anointed you king over Israel. I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Look at all the things I have done for you, and this is the way you respond with sin. You see, to those whom God has given much of them, much is expected. You would have thought that David, in response to the Lord's blessings, would have shown his love and devotion to his Maker by listening to God's word and following his commands. And so that's the way it is for us too. As Christians, we have been given great blessings, and now how do we respond? Well, we go back to the prophet Jeremiah. We're in chapter 2, verse 4, and God gives Jeremiah this message. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? It's the same situation as with David. God gave David these great blessings, and then in return, David responds with sin. And so the people of Israel, God had given them great blessings also. And how did they respond? By following idols. Going to man-made, what would you call them? Nothings, really. Man-made nothings, and worshiping them and devoting themselves to them instead of to the Lord who had blessed them. Jeremiah reminded the people of the many blessings God had given them in the past. He said to them, the Lord brought us up out of the land of Egypt, led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt. He said to them, I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. We know the history. Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt. God brought them out through the great plagues that God worked in their midst through Moses, his prophet. And then how God provided for them in the wilderness as they were on their way to the promised land, giving them food and water in abundance. How he protected them from all their enemies. And then they got to the border of the promised land. They crossed over the Jordan, and God gave them one victory after another over the Canaanites. How God had blessed them. And still, they turned against him. They repaid their benefactor with disobedience and rebellion. Jeremiah says to them, when you entered this bountiful land, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. And besides all the outward blessings that God gave to his people through the years, there was that greatest of all blessings, the blessing of being God's chosen nation to bring the Savior into the world, the promised Messiah in whom they were to trust. All of those blessings God had given them, and what did they do? Rebel. And so now we think of ourselves here at this particular moment in time. Has God blessed us? Yes, he's blessed us far abundantly more than he blessed the nation of Israel. Think of the blessings that God has given to us sitting here right today. All those promises that God gave to his people in the Old Testament of a future coming Messiah, he has fulfilled all those promises, and we know what he has done for us. In love for us, sending his own Son into the world, the Lord Jesus, we celebrate his birth. We remember the words that he spoke. We know that the deeds he did, how he then went all the way to the cross, substituting himself, taking our punishment on himself, rising from the dead on the third day in victory, and giving all of these blessings to us in his gospel. And we hear that gospel day after day. In spite of our sins and our shortcomings, we hear again and again how God has blessed us in Jesus Christ, telling us our sins are forgiven because he has paid for them all, and calling on us to live as his children. And now, how are we going to respond to that? Are we going to respond to that as David did, by committing sins like adultery and murder? Are we going to respond as the Israelites did so often and turn after idols and other gods and forget all about the goodness, the kindness that God has done to us? You think of all of those blessings, and not only the blessings that God gives to all through Jesus Christ, but how about the individual blessings that God has given to us in our parents, in our school, in our church, in the Word of God, in the catechetical training we have had, all of these blessings. And now, how do we respond? Well, we should say with Joseph of old, how can I do these great wickednesses and sin against God? God who has been so good to me, God who has blessed me, together with the whole nation of God's universal church, Holy Christian Church, which is the new Israel. Yes, to whom much is given of that person or that those persons, God expects much. David repented when Nathan came to him. And Nathan said to him, the Lord has put away your sin, you shall not die. When Jeremiah brought his message of repentance to the Israelites, there were some who listened. There was always a remnant. And now that is our response. Let us pray that it may be our response. God has blessed us. We love him. We want to obey his commands. We want to live our lives in devotion to him and consider him our Lord, our loving and gracious Lord. We sing hymn number 419 in the Lutheran hymnal, all stanzas.